week ending, some month, some day, some year. It's Subgenius This Week, a news and commentary program that employs PGP encryption technology to embed the real message within this bland English-based news report. The real message of Subgenius This Week can be obtained by filtering the program through three layers of conspiracy bullshit. Layer 1, reverse backmasking. Layer 2, impregnation of a live female with the program and waiting the prerequisite 9 months for filtered output. Then layer 3, total disbelief in anything the program claims to know as fact. Only after these filters can Subgenius This Week's message be truly understood. I'm Father Time. Last week, various ISPs took action against the fake threat of the new terrorism, child pornography. Apparently, under every rock and inside everyone's hard drive is something evil and vile. Child porn. No matter that the age of consent for marriage, which implies consummation, is as low as 14 years old in South Carolina and 12 in Mexico, certainly it's fine to marry and fuck these young kids, just don't take any pictures. But let's all agree that child pornography is bad. What the fuck makes the government think it needs to search every nook and cranny for it? When child porn surfaces, track the owners and the producers of it and criminalize them. But that's not how the conspiracy is working in this case. The U.S. government has pressured ISPs, Verizon, Sprint, Roadrunner, and AT&T into blocking traffic from an unlikely place, Usenet. The very old but still functioning internet protocol is still being used, mainly by crusty, old, Subgenius ministers. Not to trade icky child porn, but to trade icky pictures of Bob and audio collages. The Subgenius race has kept this ancient form of communications open because it is pure slack, minus ads. Like a roaring campfire, news groups like alt.binaries.slack and alt.slack draw in the community to share and enjoy. But hey, government assholes, there's no child porn here. Go look somewhere else. Like maybe on the computer of your elected officials and religious leaders. But like the fake threat of terrorism, the fake threat of child porn throws a wide net. Most likely Usenet will be dismantled to attempt to stop internet piracy rather than the red herring of child porn, and internet piracy is a whole other issue. But look out. Maybe you have child porn in your home. Shouldn't the government be able to enter your house to look for it? Maybe it's in your car. The government better look, just in case. Maybe that child porn is inside your personal financial records. Better look there, too. And the last place it may be, in your mind. Soon you'll have to plug into the national security brain scan stations so the con can be sure that child porn isn't in your own head. Get ready for the new United Police State of America, people. I'm Father Time in Madison, Wisconsin. Have a pleasant tomorrow. They're watching you.